Why do we come to these goat farms in America that have armed guards? Because the Baptist faith is lying to you and not telling you the truth, neighbor. As people walk out of the church building, we want you to test yourself. Open the Holy Scriptures. Who invented the Baptist faith? Man. Who invented Christmas? Man. Who invented one man in a pulpit? Man. Who invented Easter and Good Friday that are also lies with Christmas? Man. Who invented your easy believe, once saved, always saved gospel? Man. Who invented your phallic symbol that's a male body part on the top of your building? Man. Who invented feminism that you're rank with? Man. Who invented your pride and your vanity and in your dress and in how you live your life? Man. Who invented your worldliness, sports, politics, entertainment, love of all the things of this Satan's culture? Man. You are a man-made body. You are a man-made way that will not stand on Judgment Day. It's loving to come and tell our neighbor that you have to turn and repent. It's loving to tell our neighbor that you must lose your life. It's loving to tell you that by the shed blood of Jesus, you can find new life and redemption through repentance, true repentance. The American church system does not know true repentance. They think repentance is you feel bad about your sin. Repentance is leaving your sin, leaving every false way, testing yourself to walk in righteousness, goodness, and truth. Repentance is a changing of your mind and a changing of your ways. That's what repentance is. And that true repentance in the shed blood of Jesus Christ leads to new life if God will grant you repentance. Acts 5 says you get the Holy Spirit if you're willing to obey Him. It's evidence why the Baptist church is not born of God. They don't obey God. They keep a bunch of false man-made ways. And that's what we come to proclaim, is that shed blood of Jesus that lifts up the truth, that calls you to repentance and to new life. And when you have new life, guess what? You do not want to sin against a holy God. When you have new life, you test all things to the Holy Scriptures. When you have new life, you no longer walk in the ways of man. Galatians 5:9 says, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are goodness, truth, and righteousness. That is not the Baptist faith. The Baptist faith is full of lies, error, man-made traditions, worldliness, sin, and unrighteousness. And we proved it today because we stand out peacefully on a public sidewalk, and the first person, second person, and third person to greet us are their security people. One an armed guard, an armed policeman. The other two just talking on their radios, but nobody wants to bring a Bible and talk about the truth of God. Imagine Jesus showing up to tell you the truth, or John the Baptist, or Paul, and they're met with armed guards. Imagine that. Live by the sword, die by the sword, my master said. But you hire gunmen at Inglewood Baptist, Jackson, Tennessee. We will have a testing up to expose this church. You hire gunmen. You hire gunmen against people with Bibles. I don't understand this. How can this be? We bring truth and the Word of God, and you bring gunmen. How wicked, how worldly, and how corrupt. we love our neighbor enough to tell you the truth and just stand for the righteousness and the word of God and warn you about every false way of man-made religion. We can talk all about the false ways of man-made Baptist faith. We can talk about the false gospel that's propagated, easy believism, Calvinism, once saved, always saved, not taught anywhere in the Holy Word of God. We could talk about Christmas, Christmas. The people of the world say, ho, 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 Merry Christ's death. That's what Christmas, Merry Christmas means. It's a Roman Catholic pagan holiday that the Baptists have created, invented, and practice. We love to call out our neighbors because you're worshiping God in vain according to Jesus Christ by your man-made false traditions. As you celebrate Christmas, you're celebrating in unity with the Roman Catholic Church. Sir, the Baptist faith is deceiving you. Bring your Bible. Let's talk truth. Will you bring more than just a security guard armed with guns ready to shoot us? Will you bring the Bible? So far, we met the armed gunmen and the security men, but many men walking out of this goat farm, but they don't want to talk about the truth of God. We have gospel signs warning of Satan and lifting up Jesus, but they don't want to talk to us. I wonder why. Could it be that John 3:19-21, light has come into the world, but men love darkness because the light reproves them? Unless you walk in the truth and the word of God, you have no hope. So we'll patiently stand on the sidewalk. We'll hold gospel signs to all the cars driving by to let them know the churches are corrupt. Many people in the world already know this, that churches are corrupt. So we're just here loving the people of Inglewood Baptist Church, telling you that you're being lied to. This is false, dead, man-made religion. We have a testing at our website that shows it. Look up our 10-point test for free. We don't charge money like these Baptist hirelings. Jesus said, freely it is given, freely you should give. Why are you not bringing your Bibles? Why is no one inviting us to talk scripture? Why is no one loving us? Like the Word of God says, where's the men, ma'am, with the Bibles? Where's the men? You're feminized and worldly. You're not obeying the Bible. See, there's a big difference between carrying a Bible and actually reading, studying, and obeying the Bible. You're not doing that here. You've abrogated the Word of God down to man-made traditions. They become, the truth of God becomes of no effect to you. Why? Because you take pleasure in your unrighteousness. We don't want you to lose your soul. The modern pastors and priests are lying to you. Look at America, a wicked Sodom 2-like nation. It's wicked. It's set for the judgment and the wrath of God. It is Satan's invention. Don'tperish.com, followgospel.com. Test yourselves to the Word of God, folks. We're here loving you. We're here standing in the broad road to destruction to warn you that you're going to lose your soul. We're warning you that you're an enemy of God as you're a friend of the world. James 4:4. We're here warning you that all your traditions of men make your worship of God in vain. We're here warning you that Jesus described hell more than heaven. And it's a stark warning. Look at your compromise. Look at your worldliness. Look at your carnality. Look at your feminism. Look at your pagan holidays. and then test the gospel you believe. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. Hebrews 12. The Baptist Church is not holy. The Baptist Church is worldly. The Baptist Church is carnal and sinful. We love our neighbor enough to come and just tell the truth. We love our neighbor enough to shine the light. We love our neighbor enough to stand in the path of Satan's inventions, man-made religion, the Baptist faith. You're being deceived, young man. Bring your Bible, I could show you why. Is any man going to bring his Bible today? Thousands of men or people, many hundreds of men, waiting for someone to bring their Bible. I'll show you why the Baptist faith is not of God. The Baptist faith was invented in the 1600s. The Baptist faith is united to the Roman Catholic Church in its pagan holidays of Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday. The Baptist faith is of the world. Any gospel that does not call you out of the world is a false gospel. You're worldly. You have not the love of righteousness, goodness, and truth in your heart, in your soul. The Holy Spirit would put that there. The Holy Spirit would cause you to desire goodness, truth, and righteousness. The Holy Spirit would convict you of all your false ways. The Holy Spirit, per John 16, would guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit would confirm what I'm telling you, what the Word of God says, that the Baptist Church is a man-made invention. And in Mark 7 and Matthew 15, Jesus warns about man-made ways. In Matthew 15, he says, you worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Hey, sir, bring that Bible over here. Let's talk about the truth of God. If you have the truth, sir, why don't you come and talk to me? Why won't anybody lift up the biblical gospel? Why does everyone run and hide from the street preacher preaching truth? Where's the men with the Bibles? I see your armed security guard, who's the only one that's talked to me so far. Armed security guards at a so-called house of God. I thought you're supposed to love us, neighbor. We love you. Sir, will you bring your Bible? Will you come talk truth? Are you just a Christian on Sunday morning between 10 and 11? This is your compartmentalized Christianity. It's wicked and vain. It's not of God. You're following dead man-made religion, Baptists. We come and stand on the sidewalk to tell you the truth. We come to proclaim that you're deceiving yourselves, thinking that you're of God as you worship in these temples made by man's hands. With your male phallic symbol on the roof, with your hireling modern pastor, with your feminization and your false holidays. How could this stand before a holy God? Still waiting for one man to bring his Bible out. Where's your elders? Where's your leaders? Peaceful people. You've got an armed gunman here. How can you be afraid of us? You've got hired police officers. How can you be afraid of us? Bring your Bible, sir. You need to repent or you're going to lose your soul. We love you. The Bible says, go and earnestly contend for the faith. That's what we're doing here today. We're contending for the faith once delivered. The truth was delivered once. It is the truth. It can't be changed. It can't be altered. But you're not practicing the truth here. You're practicing man-made lies, sir. Why didn't you bring your Bible to talk to me? We love you, neighbor. Bible says in John 13, Jesus said, this will be the sign for the world that you love each other. You don't love us, you're not born of God. We love you enough to tell you the truth. Still waiting for one man to bring his Bible. Hundreds of men have left here. As we stand peacefully, and we have signs lifting up Jesus and exposing Satan. I wonder which side the Baptists are on. Since they practiced a man-made religion, and there is a way that seems right to a man, but it leads to death. That's the Baptist faith, Catholic faith, Lutheran faith. I wonder which side they're on. Are they on Christ's side? Or are they on Satan's side? Because, neighbor, there's only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God, and there's the kingdom of Satan. Jesus came to show us the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us all about the kingdom of Satan. And the Baptist church and these man-made religions have a lot more in common with Satan's system than with God's kingdom. Because God's kingdom is righteousness, goodness, truth, fruits of the Holy Spirit, sound doctrine. But the Baptist faith is built on an ever-changing, man-made plethora of false traditions that God says causes you to worship in vain. Paul tells us in Romans 12, we're supposed to not conform to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Become a living sacrifice. Why is the Baptist church just like the world? Why is the Baptist church do dead ritual man-made religion? Why does the Baptist church practice all these false ways? Why does the Baptist church produce so many dead, unbiblical, feminized, heretical, false believers? They're not producing the sheep of God, holy sheep of God. What they're producing is worldliness. They're promoting it. They're encouraging it. And we want our neighbor to know a much better way. Satan's designed these systems to deceive you, folks. The love of God calls us to tell you the truth. The love of God calls us to warn you about dead man-made religion. The love of God calls us to ask you to forsake all your sin and your worldliness. The love and truth of God says, come, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But you're practicing a false religion that cannot save you. Unless you're willing to lay down your entire life, neighbor, unless you're willing to be drawn by the Spirit of God, the truth of God, unless you're willing to give up your dead man-made traditions, our website, don'tperish.com, and followgospel.com, show you why man-made religion is false. We show you the biblical gospel. Waiting for any man to bring a Bible. My sisters are waiting for any woman to come talk to about truth. Any questions? Bring the Holy Scriptures. It's godly and biblical to contend for the faith once delivered. It's righteous and true to stand against the darkness of man-made religion. And we've been here a long time already, and we're still waiting for one man to come out and greet us in the name of Christ with a Bible. So far, it's only been their armed security guard, policeman, who started telling me all the laws I can't break that I already know about. But he did take a gospel card. I hope he tests himself. I did tell him to tell the pastor and the elder to come out. We're out here. There is going to be a biblical testing up of this church on our website. Inglewood Baptist Church Exposed will be on our website later today. Why? Because we love our neighbor and we want you to know the truth. Holiness draws God's people. Holiness causes you to lay down your life and lose it. The Spirit of God is moving in the people of God that calls them to yearn and hunger for righteousness. See, you don't yearn and hunger for emotional music, for cookies and coffee at your snack bar, for worldliness and carnality. You hunger and thirst for righteousness. Still waiting for any men to bring a Bible. Are you a bunch of Revelation 21:8 cowards? The Bible says you will not inherit the kingdom of God as a timid coward. But Proverbs says the righteous are as bold as a lion. Sir, bring your Bible. You're an old man like me. Come bring your Bible. I'll show you why the Baptist faith is not of God. Old man standing there looking at us. Bring your Bible, sir. Come, let us reason in the scriptures. We'd set foot on your property, but they'd shoot us or arrest us because you have armed gunmen. How pathetic. They have armed gunmen ready to shoot us, but not one man brings a Bible. How about you, sir? You want to bring your Bible and talk the truth of God today? I'll show you why the Baptist faith is not of God. How you have to repent of it and come out of the world. How about that? Still waiting. We're peaceful. We're patient. Still waiting for someone. Bring your Bible, sir. Let's talk about the truth of God. The Baptist faith is deceiving you. You will not find eternal life in these halls of man. Where's the men with the Bibles? I got my Bible right here, ready to go. Where's the men? Looks like one of their leaders or elders walked out. He's standing there just looking at us. Sir, why would you teach your kids a false man-made religion? Why are you teaching the false traditions of men? Did you know Jesus said, it would be better for you if a millstone was around your neck than you deceive these little children? Did you know that? It would be better for you. Judgment is coming as you deceive your children in the Baptist faith. We love our neighbor enough to tell the truth. Jesus didn't die so you could practice worldly man-made religion. Jesus didn't die so that you could keep pagan holidays that mock his death and his birth. Jesus didn't die so you could live compromised, loving sports and politics and entertainment. Jesus died to procure a peculiar people. People that will obey him, not adorn themselves in worldliness and makeup and jewelry and false traditions and carnality and sin. Did you know Proverbs 6 says God sees a proud look as abomination? I see a whole bunch of proud people here adorning themselves up. This is an abomination to God as well as your false gospel. There will be a testing up of this church at our website. Don'tperish.com, followgospel.com, loving our neighbor, telling the truth today about Christ versus man-made religion. Couldn't bring your Bible, huh, sir?
I got it.
Really? Why don't you come and talk about it? You got to obey it, sir. You can't just carry it around. You got to obey it. That's what we see here. A lot of men carry the Bible, but they're not obeying the Bible. We love our neighbor. We want you to know the truth. There's going to be a testing up at don'tperish.com, followgospel.com. Look it up. Look it up to the saving of your soul and go to the Holy Word of God, will you?